I'm very happy now to welcome back to the show Jean-Philippe Malaty. He is the executive director of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, and we just couldn't have a winter without the Nutcracker. Welcome back.
Thank you, Marisela.
So the Nutcracker is this weekend. It's the 3rd and 4th of December, this Saturday and Sunday at the Lenzic. Four shows. There's afternoon and evening shows. Doing the Nutcracker, on the one hand, is an absolute necessity for almost every ballet company, especially that is training young people. On the other hand, it's like same thing every year, or are you making it new?
Well, we tweak a little bit every year, depending on the casting we have, depending on the dancers, and there's always room for improvement and keeping the show, you know, fresh. And also the cast of children change every year. Thank God the children grow every year and move on to different parts. And so there's always, you know, some adjustment or an old piece of set that we replace or new costumes or a new surprise for the audience that come every year. So it does change, but, you know, there's something to be said for tradition, and that's usually the kickoff for the holiday season for so many people, and hopefully we will put a lot of people in the holiday spirit again.
So it's great fun. You're doing it a little early this year.
1 week earlier than usual, and the reason is simple, is that we are taking our production to Omaha, Nebraska. So as soon as the performance, the curtain comes down here on Sunday evening, and the trucks will be waiting behind the Lenzic, three huge trucks, and they will be on their way for Omaha, where we open the following Thursday. So that's how we had to adjust our schedule a little bit.
So when you go to Omaha, do you take all the Santa Fe children with you to play the parts?
No, that will be a logistic nightmare.
Yeah.
We have about, you know, 60 kids in each performance, so that's a big cast of children, and, you know, it's not really feasible for us to take them out of school.
No, their parents might not appreciate it.
I don't think they would. So we're using local children. We actually went there a couple months ago and auditioned local children and gave them the opportunity to perform with our company there. So we left them in the hand of a hopefully a capable, you know, teacher in Omaha, and we will see them next week and, you know, rehearse them with the rest of the cast.
So that's, in a way, a little bit of a risk, but also tremendously exciting, I'm sure, for them and for the ballet students in Omaha.
It's great because it gives the kids an opportunity to be part of a professional, you know, production and be on stage and, you know, give them a taste of what they, you know, thriving for. And it's a good relationship with the community. So we're happy to be able to do it.
The Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is really our professional company here in town, and I've been watching it for years, and it's a very, very good company and always does new ballets and some older ballets that or dances, I don't know if you call them all exactly strictly ballet, that are moving and emotional and thought-provoking in ways that's hard to describe on radio. You are also really putting quite a lot of emphasis on training kids.
Yes, we have a big school, both in Colorado and here in New Mexico. Our school teaches about 200 students on a weekly basis. We have about 60 classes weekly. We teach kids from the age of 3 all the way through adult, actually. And we have now expanded to 3 locations. Our main location is right here in Santa Fe on St. Michael's and Galisteo. We have another satellite program at the Genova Chavez Community Center, where we teach there once a week. And this year we open a brand new, beautiful studio at La Tienda in El Dorado, and we serve the community of El Dorado as well. So that's how the ballet company started, you know, with the school here. We're very committed to educating the dancers of tomorrow, the audience of tomorrow, and we understand that, you know, not all of the children are going to become, you know, professional dancers, but they will have a great education. They will, you know, keep the sense of discipline and bettering themselves with them no matter what they decide to do later in life.
And they'll be very flexible.
Maybe, or at least healthier, I will hope. And hopefully they will, you know, return and go see dance, you know, for years to come.
Very much so. Now, you are, I mean, the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, part here, part there. How does the company divide itself in that way, and how do you divide your time between the two places?
And that's a good question. Everybody's asking us, where do you spend more time in Aspen or more times in Santa Fe? We actually do the same amount of shows in both cities. So we have, you know, mirror seasons. So we're going to do the Nutcracker here this week, Omaha the following week, and Aspen the third week of December. Then we will be performing in Aspen in February. We'll be here in March. So we perform about four times a year in both cities, same amount of performances, same programs. But to be honest, we spend most of our time away from Colorado and New Mexico, and we're traveling a lot. We're now touring nationally, internationally. We went to Israel last year, and this year we're making our debut in Brazil, in São Paulo. We're going to be performing, making stops in Omaha, as we just talked about, Kansas City, St. Louis, West Palm Beach. So the company, you know, travels a lot, and we find ourselves mostly in a theater or in a hotel room somewhere.
Right. And so that traveling, that kind of touring is, I guess, the goal of a company like this.
Well, I guess it's a sign of success and popularity. So yeah. We sure thrilled, especially, you know, in this economy. We're happy to have the work, and the demand is there. I think the company is in high demand now because we have developed a very unique company. As you mentioned earlier, the repertoire is unique, and the choreographers that are working and creating for our company are making ballets and that want to be seen by the audience. We're getting a lot of, you know, return invitations. So we're enjoying our success. That's one thing that makes things a little bit easier in these, you know, tough times, really.
When you are doing that much touring, do you still have that kind of at-home time to develop the new choreographies that you get and rehearse them and really bring them to that level?
That's a great question, and that's something that we are very protective of and that we cherish. We create about two or three ballets, you know, every year, brand new ballets, brand new work. So the time for creation is sacred. So we always set a time, usually in January, June, and in September, time about, you know, 4 to 5 weeks. That's about what it takes to create a new ballet, to work with the choreographers in our studio in Aspen, in preparation for the season. So that's what the dancers are looking forward to. That's the creativity that gets their creative juice going and inspire them for the season, so then they could go, you know, on the world and perform.
One of the things that's so interesting when you see a company perform over a period of years is to try to guess which pieces are going to make it in the long run and which ones are only going to be performed for one season. And sometimes you have on your program one from 10 or 15 years ago, and if it's lasted that long, you know it's strong, and it always is. And it's just an interesting thing to witness.
Oh, that's interesting you saying that way. Thank you for your comment. That's great. Yes, if you see the company and you're a fan and you come back over and over, you see, you know, piece for the second time, or you see them from a different seat in the audience and it's a whole different perspective, or you see them with a different cast, or a dancer may have left the company and is being replaced. So, you know, it's always, you know, people sometimes say, oh, I've seen that piece already. And I'm like, no, you haven't, because
right.
It's different every time we do it.
Some pieces don't make it.
That's true. And a lot of pieces don't make it. You know, we really focused on creativity. And we want to move the art of dance forward. So that takes a certain amount of risk. We're creating, as I told you, 2 to 3 ballets every year. They're not all going to be masterpieces. But we've been very fortunate that we have selected some great choreographers very early on. And now they all became very famous, such as Yoma Elo, Nico Lafonte, Edouard Liang. You could see their work, you know, all over the country. The new choreographer that we just got from Spain, Caetano Soto, has just been nominated for a great prize in Russia. The ballet he did for our own company, Uneven, has now just been performed from the Perm Ballet in Russia. Another work by Nicolo Fonte, Left Unsaid, that we're going to bring back this season after a few years out of our repertoire, has been purchased by other ballet companies in this country. It's been performed by the Austin Ballet, the Oregon Ballet Theater. It's being performed by the Gothenburg Ballet in Sweden. So it's nice for us to see that ballet that we commissioned, that we took the risk on, have been so successful for us and the choreographer that they're now being bought by other dance companies.
It's such an important thing to talk about and think about, is somebody has to be the person, whether it be in the arts or whatever, who takes that initial risk. And it's so much easier to walk in the success of somebody else's work than to take that risk yourself?
Well, we know we never wanted to be a museum ballet company. There's a lot of companies that, you know, have for the mission of preserving the work of Balanchine or all the classics, and it's great, and they're doing a great job with that. That's not really our mission. We really wanted to move the art form forward and find the great masterpiece for the future. So now you know that we've been in business for 15 years, we have a little history and enough history for us to look back and see some of the work that have, you know, been successful now.
Right, and those might become classics themselves.
I hope so.
And a new kind of classic.
And it's important for us. You know, a lot of people worry about the recession and the impact that has on an art organization financially. And it is a reality, and we are very aware of it, you know, trust me. But our main concern for us is that we are afraid of the artistic recession. For the past few years, ballet companies are very afraid to take risk, as you mentioned. They're very afraid of commissioning new work that might have a very short life. It's also very expensive. You know, 5 weeks in the studio, new costumes, sets, lighting design, you know, it's not cheap. So a lot of companies now are just keeping repeating ballets that are being already done in order to save money. And we're very concerned with that because we're afraid that, you know, when we look back in, you know, 3 to 5 years, we're really going to see a shortage of new work that has been created for that, you know, lost decade. So we try to do our part and make sacrifices in other areas to keep be able to create.
There is still the quality of dancers. So when a person leaves the company, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, you've got any number of amazing dancers to choose from.
You're right, and we're blessed and grateful for that too. It's not always been like this, you know, especially 15 years ago when we started. We had to really convince dancers to move to New Mexico and Colorado and leave, you know, the big cities where dancers are attracted to. But now, because of our repertoire, because of the chance that the dancers will have to work directly with Yorma Elo, directly with Caetano Soto, directly with Twala Tharp, they want to be in our company and they want to dance those ballets. You know, the life of a dancer is very short. As you know, you're looking at retiring by the age of 35, maybe 38, you know, at the most. And so you want to make the most of it. So now dancers are getting, you know, smarter, I would say, and more sophisticated. And also because of, you know, the access that we have to see dance, because, you know, companies travel internationally, because you could see dance on YouTube. Dancers now know the kind of choreographers they want to work for or the kind of movement they want to do. So they're very educated and they seek out a company that they, you know, interested in. And so we've been very fortunate that, you know, when we have an opening, which is not very often, you know, we can really pick the dancers, the best dancers that we want without compromises.
So the Nutcracker is at the Lenzic this weekend. It's Saturday at 2 in the afternoon and 7:30, Sunday at 1 in the afternoon and 5, and lots of young Santa Fe dancers on the stage, and of course dancers from the company.
From the company, and also many guests. It's a very international cast. We have Chinese dancers, we have Russian dancers, we have circus artists. It's a big production. It's almost a little bit Cirque du Soleil meets ballet. It's a very entertaining show, of course, for little kids and big kids alike.
Big kids like their parents and grandparents.
Yes, unfortunately the kids kind of walk themselves to the theater. So right. We hope that the parents will make that as a, you know, family tradition and a Christmas gift and give the gift of dance and magic to the kids.
Jean-Philippe Malaty is the director, the executive director of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. And for more information, AspenSantaFeBallet.com. And for tickets, you can call the Lenzic at 505-988-1234. Jean-Philippe, thank you so much for being with us again on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.